In Matthew chapter 28, verse 7 and 8, you'll know this from the Easter story, that the angel told the women at the tomb, go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee, and there you will see him. See, I have told you. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples, who thought it was an idle tale and did not have fear or great joy. They missed it. But these folks had it. Alva Baptist Church, get it this morning. Fear and joy as you stand before an awesome God who wants our attention. Ears open. Eyes seeing, hearts receiving and giving love. This is the stuff. Peter rose and went to the tomb, it says in verse 12 of Luke chapter 24. He ran to the tomb, he stooped and he looked in, and he saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. I don't know what marveling means. Is it marveling going, how did he rise from the dead? Or was it marveling going, where's the body? Was it marveling going, oh, who's up to this now? He doesn't tell us. He doesn't know and walked away marveling. People who stop to examine the evidence are always impressed. Tell people and some will respond. So with fear and great joy, they went to the disciples who went, tish tosh, tish tosh, oh, come on. But one guy said, go, boom. If there's any chance that my Lord, who I betrayed, is alive, and I have yet the opportunity to say, Lord, I don't know what I was thinking. I know what I said, but you know it was hard. And then I saw your face, and then you were dead. Is he alive? Peter ran to find out. There are people who are desperate and mired in their most recent failures who need to know there's a chance, there's a chance. You need to know there is forgiveness of sin. There is a place for the repentant. There is a chance. And out of all the people who go, meh, someone might go, really, really, is there any? Oh, I need it. And that's this story we read this morning.